The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you as we talk about the winter meetings taking place in San Diego. It's a top story, Cap, because things are really working out well for the Cubs as far as the signings that they made, Bellinger and Tyone, and they're in the water for some more, I'm sure. Maybe one or two more players before they leave San Diego for the winter meetings, huh? Possibly?
I think they're going to get a shortstop. Whether that happens today, whether that happens in 2 weeks, I can't tell you. But I think that market's moving more quickly than people thought. Once Trey Turner went off the board, people were like, all right, let's go. So you've had Correa meeting off-site in Newport Beach with a bunch of teams, including the Cubs, had Carter Hawkins and David Ross and obviously Jed and others do their pitch. And they have already met with Bogarts. They've already met with Swanson. Swanson's in on with the Cardinals, the Cubs, and others, the Braves. So we'll see where that goes. Did you see the back page of the Sun-Times today? This is a Boris quote.
Yeah. The tom-tom drum is finally beating again. He had a lot of quips. To the press
you
yesterday.
You know somebody writes all that stuff up for him.
The tom-tom drum.
The tom-tom drum is finally beating again.
Some thoughts now from David Ross, the manager for the Cubs, talking about Cody Bellinger, says that he's a dynamic player.
He's a dynamic player, yeah. Right? He has been. He's had some struggles offensively, probably because of the injuries. That's what you're banking on, like getting back strong, getting back healthy, being able to get that rhythm back, put some work into the offseason, make some tweaks here and there, a change of scenery. He comes in, like he's a dynamic player. He can run. He can throw. He can play defense. He's a good guy in the clubhouse, a left-handed bat with power, stuff that we don't have a whole lot of.
So some thoughts there about David Ross. Some truth there.
Yes.
Some we don't have a lot of.
Correct. They have got to get more thump in their lineup. Look, you know me. I'm a diehard Cub fan.
Sure.
What have they accomplished to this point other than signaling we're in on everybody and we're spending money? Have they really, truly added to their roster? Cody Bellinger has worse numbers than Jason Hayward. Mm-hmm. Now, he had a shoulder injury and some other factors going on. And I think there is a good chance of a return to pre-injury levels. I'm not telling you he's going to be the MVP, but he could be a very good player. Tyone? Tyone's a solid pitcher. He's not, oh my God. So,
if I may quickly, we have a little bit of breaking news. I don't want to hit the sounder yet because it's not passing, and we saw what happened yesterday. So we have to be very careful in the way that we report some of these things. But sure. John Paul Morosi is reporting Aaron Judge is in agreement with the New York Yankees.
It's what we expected, actually. Yeah. And we'll keep our eyes on that story. But it's what we expected, that it's not goodbye. It's just trying to retool. And you know, for the Yankees, because they are just desperate to win a World Series, they've been without a World Series for a long time. Look, it's not about the back end of that contract. It's about the front end to try to win as soon as possible. You know that toward the middle to the back end of that contract, it won't be worth much, Cap, as far as his production. It's just not. How old is he? 30?
He's 20, 30, I believe.
30. You know how that body will break down at some point, or the production won't be as strong, unless he has a Pujols-like run.
30 years old, yeah.
Hey, Siri, how old? Oh, you already got it. Never mind. Thanks, Siri.
Were you just going to ask Siri how old he is on the air?
I was, 100%. Technological advancements in the world, kid.
And have her talk into the microphone?
That's a fine.
Yeah.
That's not a fine.
That is where you get money rebated out of the cup to you for being smart.
Shockingly, you're all about the rebate. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
You raise $300,000 for a charity and you get that from your partner.
You did it by yourself.
No, I some didn't
thoughts,
say that.
Some thoughts now. Yeah, you said you, meaning you.
No, me being part of a team.
Oh.
Bernie's Book Bank and ESPN 1000.
Oh, that sounds different.
Yeah.
Some thoughts now.
And see snarling out there, chopping up steps. Go ahead.
What are you doing with that? We're having a good show. Why? That's when I'm gone. Then you can bring the dark cloud in.
That's it.
Some thoughts now from Jed Hoyer, from Marquee, on free agency and getting winning players.
I mean, we want guys that are about winning. You know, we want guys that we talk about our plan and what we want to achieve, and we, you know, and I think we want guys that buy into that. We want guys that really want to come in here and be part of something, you know, special for a long term. There'll be guys we bring in on 1 year deals. There'll be guys we bring in on longer deals. The guys on longer deals, we definitely want to make sure we're open and honest about this is what we're trying to create, and we want you to come in and be part of it. And, you know, bringing in really good makeup, good people, that's critical to what we want to do.
So thoughts from Jed Hoyer. That's courtesy of the Marquee Network. Someone had to play it so they can hear it. Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. We go to Lomar.
What don't you like about the Marquee Network?
You won't be saying that in 2 years. We say hello to Frank and Lombard on ESPN 1000 as we talk free agency for the Cubs and Sox. Hello, Frank.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up?
So besides being a diehard Cub fan, I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see Talion pitch all year long.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's a number four at best. He struggles to get out of the fifth and sixth inning almost every game. And we got to remember, the Yankees' offense was really good in the beginning of the year, and that's where he won most of his games. And besides that, the Cubs signed a 217 hitter. So don't confuse activity with productivity, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We turn now to young reporter Shay Norling with breaking news here on Cabin J. Hoche.
Right now we can hit the sounder because Ken Rosenthal has confirmed reports. We have to wait. For me, things have to come from Passan or Ken if we're going to use the sounder and put them on the air.
J.P. Morosi's pretty reliable dude.
Aaron Judge, well, so is John Heyman usually. But again, we saw what happened yesterday.
So what do we have here on Aaron Judge? What is it?
Aaron Judge is in agreement with the Yankees, 9 years, $360 million.
Well, again, Cap, you're looking at the front end of that deal. You're trying to win now. You know that after year five that's not worth a hill of beans. As far as his production. 9 years? He's 30? Okay. We know what that is. He will not be a Yankee the entire time.
And they ended up getting him. They're lucky because he's from the West Coast. He thought about going back to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Who he grew up a Giants fan. And he had turned down, what, $213 million was the Yankees' final offer. That was what they offered him in the spring last year. He went, yeah, no, not happening. He ends up getting $147 million more dollars.
How about that, Frank?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my last comment. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What'd you think of that news we just gave?
I think that's great for the Yankees. I mean, again, that's a lot of money to pay somebody.
Not your money.
That's not my money, thank God. But again, the Yankees need a lot of work, too. I mean, just like the Cubs, again, it's just don't confuse activity with productivity. Judge is great, don't get me wrong, but they need a lot of work. A lot of these teams, I mean,
yeah.
I just don't see it with the Cubs with these two guys that they just got. They need to get more.
I'm higher on Tyone than I am with Bellinger, but again, Bellinger is just a one-year deal. Because here's the thing. If you think that Tyone is a third or fourth starter, then that's fine. At least he's part of a rotation that has some teeth. Like, as Cap mentioned, let's see what Hendricks does. Let's see how healthy he'll be.
Yep. Stroman and Justin Steele and Keegan Thompson and Hayden Wisniewski. There's a bunch of dudes in there. And I know what Frank is saying, but that's what most pitchers are now today. You're not getting Max Scherzer here pitching 137 pitches in the eighth inning. It's just not the way the game is played today. I wish it was. It's not.
Now to the White Sox.
All right, thanks for listening to the show.
We cross-talk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up in 2 minutes. I mean, Cap, nothing's happening there. You got a deal on Clevinger, which I support, by the way. Back of the rotation guy. Okay, and then what?
Not much.
Cap, can I just tell you something? Now, you can be as crafty as you like if you're Rick Hahn trying to be able to make a deal or two. And if you do that, that's fine. But actually make the deal. Do not leave San Diego and then stand up against, you know, some cold hotel wall saying, well, we tried. We've tried. We were trying to make attempts to try to make the ball club better, and we didn't. That's just not acceptable. There's a reason why there's not a Sox Fest. Could you imagine doing nothing at the deadline and then doing hardly anything here so far? Sox fans don't want to hear that.
Correct.
Because 81-81 is unacceptable. La Russa in the dugout or not, that ball club was destined to be a perennial playoff team. And they egregiously took a step backwards by being just a 500 ball club. That just won't do. Now, you're worried about the turnstiles clicking over there at 35th and Vec. You know, I could click more by actually making some action. Running back the same ball club without Abreu is not good enough. That's not action.
But you do have talent on that roster. Let's be clear.
That's 500 talent. That's what we saw. And we saw a team that couldn't stay healthy.
But if it does stay healthier, perhaps getting the sideshow of everything that went on around Tony last year out of there, I still would like to have Andrew Vaughn. I still would like to have Luis Robert, Aloy Jimenez. There's a bunch of dudes that could pitch. Dylan Cease, Tim Anderson, Yoan Makai. You need a second baseman. We'll trade you Madrigal.
No, thanks. No, that's your guy for the future. That's what you're telling me. I like him. Do you now? He may not be in the mix.
He may not?
We got you again.
Put him in. You didn't get us. You got nothing from us.
No, we gave you our scraps. Like, you take him because I told you he was not fundamentally
right.
Sound
that
for your
Craig
ball club.
Kimbrell addition really worked out well for you guys.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. That's going to be a wash at the end of the day. How about that? And also,
we got Cody Hoyer. We'll see.
We'll see. But with Kimbrell, he was out of place.
He was.
It's a closer. He was not a setup guy.
Correct.
He was a fish out of water in that spot.
Correct. And then you got A.J. Pollock, and he exercised his option to go, I'm out of here.
I get it.
So he's gone.
Nice little player.
In the end, right now, the only two guys left standing are Madrigal and Cody Hoyer on the north side. You have nothing. And if Madrigal gets thrown in a deal, here, take him. You can have that. Add it in.
You won't listen to me. You won't listen to me. I watched him. I'm a Sox fan. It's like, that guy, just not fundamentally sound. Runs the bases like a deer. And I don't mean by quickness. I mean just galloping all over the place like he's on ice. Horrible. It's like, oh, you take him. Not very good. On a winning ball club, that's not the guy. Told you that. And now he's just kind of expendable now as you try to do much better in your infield. Rightfully so.
Nico Horner, who was in the same draft, by the way, and went 20 picks later. 21.
We're going to hear from Rick Hahn coming up. Oh, Sox fans, you got to hear from Rick Hahn because he's open-minded to trade possibilities. We'll talk about that coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Get to Twitch right now, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch our show every morning right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. I'd like to remind you that Bleck and Abdallah will be coming up at 10 for Greeny. So we'll crosstalk with the guys at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie, all part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Still to come, we'll talk about what's going on with the Cubs and White Sox in San Diego and hear from Jesse Rogers at 9:35.
Vicky McHenry, who listens every day, I'm shocked at the cap, man. You don't remember that Pepsi and milk was a thing when we were kids. We drank it all the time. At Shea Norling will be just fine. I have never in my life not only not had it, I've never heard of it being a thing when we were kids.
No.
Vicky must be a lot.
Laverne and Shirley.
Vicky must be a lot older.
You say Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, I guess Laverne and Shirley back in the day. So brief history of Pilk.
Okay.
Back in the day, Laverne and Shirley drank it. It was played for laughs, and then Pepsi adopted it. And now, I guess, it's not only a TikTok trend, it's the centerpiece of Pepsi's holiday campaign. Drink Pilk. Lindsay Lohan's doing commercials.
I saw that. I don't understand.
She'd do a commercial for anything. She needs to recoup her lost wages.
That's true.
She's got a new show on Netflix, Cap. I think.
And then what?
I didn't recognize her, I'll be honest. I saw the thumbnail, and it was Lindsay Lohan, and I didn't look anything like I remembered Lindsay Lohan looking.
Yeah, I don't know what Vicky's talking about. But again, she graduated 10 years before me.
Well, she's talking about
Pilk. She graduated 10 years before you.
Take
that,
Vicky.
How about that? All right, so here we are. So
I didn't realize she was 150 years old.
But that's fair. So we go now to Shay Norling here. That show us what you're holding up here.
I want to clarify, I did get whole milk. I was told that when you make Pilk, the more fat, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure I got whole milk.
Who told you that, Danny?
No,
Danny definitely didn't tell me
Danny
that.
Is the fat king. I mean, healthy fat king. You know that.
Yeah. No, actually, I told him that.
Wow.
So I don't know what the portion is. I'm just doing like half milk, half Pepsi.
That's fair. So you're pouring the milk into the cup, and now you've got some Pepsi. That's the old regular Pepsi, too. You didn't You didn't go with the flavor.
None of the flavor, none of the diet garbage. You got to get the real sugar. I know Kaplan hates that.
Doesn't matter what Cap likes. This you go ahead and do what's best for you. I always say that. All right, so now he's pouring in the Pepsi.
Be you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Nagy.
So now he's...
I said it way before that guy did.
Okay, are we going to do this?
Right,
or gonna,
go ahead. Go ahead.
You're going to justify yourself again.
I want to mix it with my Dunkin' straw from this morning. Make sure we get a nice little mixture going.
Take the fun out of everything. He's having fun here with the Pilk. We're worried about Nagy quotes.
God.
I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous. I've seen people say that it tastes good. I like both of these things individually.
It has a foamy head, if you'll pardon the expression.
It sure does.
Okay.
I mean, this is...
Actually, if you just looked at that, you'd think there's a beer in there.
Sure.
That maybe I created a beer. Maybe that's the key behind Pilk.
Okay, so again, so our guy Shay Norland is going to try it now. Pilk. Pepsi and milk. Go right ahead. He'll take a sip of it here. Drink about a quarter of it. How's that taste?
Awful. He looks like he's about to puke.
That is truly terrible. Anybody who's called that good, I need regular
projectile
Pepsi to get
right
that out
that
of my
way.
Mouth.
Why would you do that? Why would you wish that on me?
Well, because I don't want it on me, and it's about me.
Yeah.
Jake has some back there, too. I premixed his. Jake, what do you think?
The aftertaste is a lot better than the initial taste.
The initial taste is terrible.
It's terrible. It's like marshmallows covered in whatever hard Pepsi.
What do you taste more of, Shay? The milk?
It's got the texture of the milk, but the taste of like a flat Pepsi.
Oh, so the milk takes the fizz out of the Pepsi.
Right,
then.
So it tastes like a really thickened... flat Pepsi. It's gross.
Because they say that when you take something like hot sauce, eat like something super hot.
Now I'm drinking all of it.
Don't they say you should take milk to cut the hot stuff? Maybe the milk is completely breaking down the Pepsi.
It's like
the first drink was bad. The foam is horrible. As it go further into this cup, it's getting better.
It's like a failed root beer float. That's what it is.
It kind of is. It's like if you get a really bad root beer float.
Because I guess the notion before you have it is like, oh, is it going to taste like an ice cream float because of the milk? And you're saying it's like a flat, like a failed, as he said.
But the more I get into it, the better it gets a little bit. I wonder, maybe the Twitch streamers can tell me if I should have put the Pepsi in and then the milk. I did milk first, then Pepsi.
No,
you started real well, though.
I know, I tried my best. Got these little tiny coffee cups from upstairs.
Yeah.
I don't want to spill anything. You gotta be careful with these.
No, that's...
Don't just drink the whole thing, kid.
Now you gotta chug it.
Ugh. He's made it, see? It's all good.
It actually wasn't that bad. Once I got into it, it wasn't that bad. The first sip, awful. That foam was terrible.
So now that you got to the end, again, more milk or more Pepsi did you taste at the end?
I think more milk at the end. That, I think, is part of the process. Okay, so let's try it this way. Because I think the milk being at the bottom created a bit of an issue.
Okay. So now you're going to go with Pepsi first. He's pouring the Pepsi a little bit.
It's like, you know, sometimes if you want to put cream in your coffee, it's easier if you just put the cream at the bottom.
Sure.
And then...
That's how I do it every morning.
All right.
I got Hoodie, a Keurig. He does the same thing.
Yeah, that looks like a better mixture. Let's see if this is any different.
Now, not the head not as creamy now. It's more bubbly than anything else.
Right.
How's it taste now as you take a sip?
A little better, actually. And I'm getting more milk on the front end. I actually like this way a lot better.
We should froth the milk now and try it that way.
I know.
Yeah, get one of those machines.
I'm going to tell Keith to put Pilk in the coffee machine. So this might not be bad. Buddy, this might not be half bad.
I don't know about that.
Why don't we get Zetterman to try it?
Oh, my God.
Steam milk in there now?
Well, he won't drink the Pepsi. The milk I'll have no problem with.
That is amazing. That's not the point.
That's amazing. Well, we were just wondering what it tastes like, and you know what? Looks like that you've got the right formula. You went pop first.
Yeah, Pepsi first. That's the way to go.
And then milk.
You. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. I'll do anything.
So that is
I still have to eat the hottest chip of all time. I had a bet with Black and I lost. I have to eat the hottest chip ever.
Where do you get it?
I don't know. I think I might have to order it online at this
Black
point.
Market.
There's, like, safety concerns and stuff.
It's that hot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is something we're going to have to plan out after the new year because we're going to need emergency services on Sunday.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, that's what Pilk tastes like. Have you had Pilk? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In 2 minutes, we'll get your phone calls on that. Also, what's going on with the Cubs and the White Sox in San Diego. All part of the mix right here. Weekday mornings at 7.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Captain J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I to remind you, Jesse Rogers comes your way at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000 with the latest on the Cubs and the White Sox. Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, you may. Brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. Today is National Illinois Day. Besides Chicago, give me the three best cities in Illinois.
I would tell you DeKalb because I lived there. I liked it. You're asking for my opinion or what I think the masses would say?
No, whatever you think.
I'll go DeKalb because I liked it. I would probably say Naperville is a cool town. And I'll go with Deerfield. So there you go.
I wrote off the top of my head Evanston, Oak Park, and Naperville.
Those are three really good choices.
Mm-hmm. So happy National Illinois Day today.
Skokie. I grew up in Skokie. That was cool.
How about now?
I don't get there much.
Yeah, well, you don't get there much, huh? Not in the area?
I drive by it on the Edens.
How quickly? 312-332-3776 wow. is our phone number. Don't hang around the old hood much anymore, huh?
Once in a while, I jump over to Old Orchard, but the rest of it, no.
Hmm. What happened there? As we talk to you about the...
I'm busy. I'm working with you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Then after 10, then what happens? So, right. I was thinking of just those cities off the top of my head. There's so many, right? Especially downstate.
Yep.
I was going to mention like Champaign, what's going through there.
Decatur.
Yeah. There's a lot, but as...
East St. Louis.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I went to Kentucky for a wedding a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and it was my first time driving through southern Illinois.
Yeah. It's boring as all get out.
Respectfully, dear God.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of a more depressing place I've ever driven through. Respectfully, holy mercy. How does anybody live there?
I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, just a lot of land.
Right? My wife's from Dixon.
Drove through there this weekend.
Yeah. Grew up, born in Charleston, lived Orland Park, then to Dixon for the... most of her childhood through college. Yeah, land that time forgot.
Some thoughts now from space with us on ESPN 1000. Hello, space.
Cap Hoodie, what's up, fellas?
Spacey!
Okay, space. What's your idea?
Hey, I'll tell you this. You know, as a Sox fan, I was absolutely depressed at the lack of moves we've been making. But after hearing... Rick Hahn speak that you played, I feel even worse. You know, I have no idea what these guys are doing. I have no idea what direction we're trying to go in. I'd rather, like you say with the Bears, pick a lane and stay with. I'd rather pick a lane and at least let us know what's going on. We don't know what you guys are trying to do. We don't know if you're trying to just tank and build for the future. Are you still in win-now mode? I have no idea what they're doing in the front office. It's depressing. And that's Chicago sports across the board. Let me just be honest. That's the Cubs are looking pretty good. You know, that's what's crazy. The Cubs are looking pretty good compared to all the other organizations besides the Bears with the hope of Justin Fields. That's all we got. You know, so it's depressing being a Chicago fan right now with sports. So especially your home team. Oh, man, it hurts. I wish he's listening. Please, if you're listening, do something. Pick up somebody. Make an offer for somebody. Are you going to try to try to get better this offseason, at least. I have no idea, but I'm depressed. I don't even want to see baseball when it comes on.
All right, my friend.
Confused.
We appreciate the telephone call.
Thanks, Base.
How about this, Cap? Just say, for instance, just pretend that Eloy starts the season in left field.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, can you win with this lineup? Can you win with T.A. at short, Robert in center, Eloy in left, Yaz in cleanup, Vaughn at first, Moncada at third, Oscar Colas in right, Sheets the DH, and Luis García hitting ninth at second base?
Who?
Luis García.
Oh, Luis García.
Luis García.
No, you cannot.
Who? Luis García.
Yeah, you can't win with that team.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
I mean, just what you got today, right now.
Right. I don't believe that's what the team will look like when they break camp. But if that is the team that breaks camp and your rotation is Cease, Lynn, Giolito, who else? Who am I missing? Kopech and Clevinger.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
And Hendricks is still your closer?
I can deal with that. The pitching, I can deal with. I can win with that.
That team, top to bottom, in my opinion, is not good enough to win.
I like that pitching, though.
Now, you're not in a great division.
No, I understand, but what you laid out there for the pitching, I can deal with. It's the offense I have a problem with.
Agreed.
That's the problem.
I mean, you got a team in your own division in a smaller market. The Twins are north of $300 million, I'm hearing, on Correa.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in. They had dinner with him the other night, and they're trying to get that deal done. The Cubs are in there. There's a bunch of the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Your team's not good enough.
Why don't you ask? You've been asking the same question off the air. I want you to ask people on the air the question you've been asking. You are befuddled on why San Diego is spending so much money and where they're getting it from.
Yeah, I don't understand how San Diego. They were now supposedly north of where the Yankees were on Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading something from one of the Yankees reporters that Aaron Judge got on the phone with Hal Steinbrenner 2 days ago. I want to be a Yankee.
He's no longer Shallow Hal.
Correct.
Is what Boris said. That's
right.
Another one of his deals.
Yeah. He said, I want to be a Yankee, but you guys are a year short, and you're short on money. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving money on the table. I'm not going to do it. You offered me $213.5 before last season. Turned it down. Bet on myself. Had a historically good year. And so Hal said, if I go to 9 and 360, add another $40 million in another year, he said, deal. Done. So where are the Padres? They tried to sign Trey Turner for $343 million. He said, no, thank you.
And he went to?
Philly for $300 million.
They're about it,
because
too,
they're making the California taxes. There's a big gap there. So
sure.
They said, we'll overpay.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I'm good. Aaron Judge. No, thanks. I'm good. Are they going after Correa? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think they want to move Tatis maybe to center. Where are they getting all this money unless they're planning, if they're not in it, to trade Soto? He's a free agent, not next winter, the following winter.
Yeah. He's 24. Did you part with someone who's 24? The next Ted Williams.
Yeah,
whatever they called him a couple years ago on The Athletic.
Yeah, and he's how old? 24, you said?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's see what he's got left on his
deal. He's got so much. I know we've been talking about him for such a long time, but boy, that guy, Cap, Juan Soto, at that age, he's got so much more to give.
Okay, so Juan Soto he's got this year, rough guesstimate in his arbitration will be $20 million. And then he's got another arb year next season at age 25. He's a free agent. Excuse me, 24. He's a free agent in 25. So he's got two more years in San Diego. So if they don't win with him, I would think they'd trade him, but I don't know.
I look at it from the fan standpoint. You got the glasses at the tip of the nose looking at their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a fan, I am just overjoyed that I'm in San Diego. My team is going nose to nose with the Dodgers.
Right.
You gotta love it though, man. Try
it.
As if you're a Sox fan or a Cub fan and your team is in on Judge or in on Trey, like if you're in the mix and you get one of these guys, you're like, my team cares.
So the
my
White
teams are right there.
Your White Sox right now, where do they rank in payroll?
I don't know. What is it?
They today are 11th. $139 million. The Cubs, 14th. $104 million. Now, I don't know if this has updated. Let me look and see who they have on the Cubs payroll. You guys.
But not. But with the Cubs, at least the arrow's pointing up on that payroll.
They've already got Bellinger listed. I don't believe they have Jameson. They do not have Jameson Taillon on there. So his money will get added to it. So they're at 147.
Yeah. So there you go.
So
it's about a commitment to winning, Cap. That's what it comes down to.
It is.
It's as meaningful or more meaningful for baseball than it is for football for me, because we spend so much time watching our teams. We spend all spring and summer watching our teams day in and day out. So you expect to get something in return.
If you add in the estimated arbitration awards, the Cubs' projected tax payroll number with everything will be 174. Then you got to add in Taillon, and they're going to make another big signing. I'm sure they'll move some money out. They also, on the Cody Bellinger deal that I got a text this morning, so it's 1 year, 17 and a half. They gave him there's an option, which he won't. If he plays well, he's not going to exercise, but it allowed them to push $5 million of that money into next year's payroll, so they keep their number down so they can spend more under the luxury tax.
Jesse Rogers with the latest on the Cubs and White Sox. He'll join us coming up next. Don't forget, we will crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up at 10. All part of the mix on Cap and J-Hood.